And the story we're just about to discuss, it barely or rarely makes the news, but we are talking about the lives of Australians being lost. These are the deaths and disappearances of Indigenous women. It's taking place on such a large scale and in such a clear pattern that researchers have called it a femicide, which is a form of genocide. A new report funded by the Australian Research Council seeks to track and understand what's happening. We're joined now by Bertrand Tungandame, an SBS journalist who's following this phenomenon. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So Bertrand, researchers are talking about this femicide. Can you explain to us what's actually happening?
What's happening is actually something that has been going on not only in Australia, but in other countries. And the research that is being done has been conducted in Canada, the United States, and Australia, amongst the most developed countries, and where actually you have Indigenous communities where the situation is almost similar, where there are similar cases are occurring. And, well, in Canada, this situation has been actually investigated more extensively than in other places. And they've gone as far as calling it a genocide. It's the disappearance of Indigenous women, and all murder of Indigenous women, or sometimes they're found in parks, in rivers, in public spaces, and their deaths are not explained or properly investigated.
Well, one key point about this is the lack of investigation or the lack of report. They often go unnoticed by media. Why does that happen?
Well, when it happens, actually, what the investigators found is that it's not followed up properly in the media, and the investigations are not properly carried out. The explanation is there's a mistrust, or it's a very, very complex situation. I can't go into details of how and why it's not done, but that's something that has been observed. Why are these situations not properly investigated? Why is the media not actually following up? Because one of the things that concerns the most investigators is to see that in Canada, where the investigation has been the most extensive, they've documented 4,000 cases.
Wow.
Officially documented. And the question is, why is it not a public outrage?
Yeah. Well, absolutely, because it seems targeted towards a specific part of the population.
Yeah, it's targeted towards Indigenous women, and they are found in parks, rivers. When they disappear, the situation, when I was talking to one of the investigators, is, let's say in Australia, sometimes when they go missing, they might say, oh, they've got a walkabout. Well, we know that in society, sometimes young adults or even teenagers, they can go missing because they have had issues in the family. They'll just run away and escape. But, okay, those situations are investigated, especially if the person happens to die. Then you want to find out why and how the death happened. But when it comes to Indigenous women, well, they went walk apart and that's the end of the story.
Right, so it's just not investigated further. It's not pushed any further. So So we have these, you know, deaths and disappearances, and you've mentioned, you know, they end up in parks and other places. Do we know what's actually happening to them, or do we know who's responsible for this sort of systematic, or not systematic, but, you know, this targeted violence and disappearance of Indigenous women, particularly?
In some instances, the causes of the murder are known. There are instances where, for instance, the murder or the death is caused by a relative or a partner, because domestic violence is something that's very common in many communities. But when it comes to Indigenous communities, then the investigations are a little bit patchy. And so sometimes they are known, but not properly investigated. And sometimes they are preventable, and nothing is done to prevent them.
So if we look at things like the Canadian investigations, which you said, you know, have been pretty in-depth compared to sort of other countries' investigations, what's been the response to these sort of findings? Has it been the government responses? Are there plans in place to try and push this further and maybe do something with this research?
And this is what is troubling the Canadian, actually the investigators. One of them was talking to her last week, because in Canada, as I said, there were 4,000 cases investigated. And there was actually a commission that was set up, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police identified 1,017 homicides of Indigenous women between 1980 and 2012. And that's a rate that's more than five times the rate in non-Indigenous communities. And there were also more than 164 disappearances
Yeah.
And the report concluded that that's only what they could uncover during the period that they worked on. But they believe there could be many, many more deaths.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
The numbers might be much, much higher. And the debate was also very, very... actually, it was one of the acts of current Prime Minister Justin Trudeau when he first came to power. That's one of the first things that he did was actually a formal acknowledgement of the wrongs that were being done and having the investigation set up. But besides the discussions, nothing is happening. There should be an outrage and media should be following up and more work done to find out what exactly is happening. But
yeah
that's the situation is just, well, you have the numbers, but then what?
Yeah, so we have and we have these investigations that are now in Australia as well and other places. Do you see any chance of this sort of like reaction or response changing? Do you think we'll see the outrage or the response that we're looking for?
The first thing I could say is that the awareness is there's some work around the awareness that is being done. I can say myself, I've been reporting on this since 2013 when I met for the first time Uncle Ray Jackson in Sydney, who was one of the greatest human rights and social justice campaigners.
Yeah.
And he had a really strong contribution in the Royal Commission against on Indigenous deaths in custody. And so you know, I started covering his work and looking at what he was doing. And then I can say the positive thing is that we have started already talking about it. I've covered it, but sometimes my reports are the only ones in the media.
Mm-hmm.
You would expect to see a little bit more done around it. And then the Deathscapes Project, when it was launched last year, in February last year, at the settlement in Redfern. So public awareness is starting, and we had... at the end of last year, Linda Burney calling for an investigation, a parliamentary inquiry officially. Yeah. So it's starting gradually to get out of the discourse of academia, going slowly in media. And
so hopefully with public response, we'll see, with public awareness, we'll see a response.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.